Good morning. My name is Tara Taylor, and I'm the Program Director at the YMCA of Greater Cleveland. This morning, I'm going to share with you information about a health initiative in Cleveland called Go Fit. The partners include the Cleveland Clinic, the YMCA, Cuyahoga County, the City of Cleveland, Dave's Supermarket, and the American Heart Association. Because of my time, my focus will be on the Cleveland Clinic and the YMCA. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Cleveland Clinic began as a single building in 1921. Since then, it has grown to become the largest health center in the Northeast, the biggest employer in the region, and the second largest employer in the region, employing over 40,000 employees. Today, our system includes a main campus with 50 buildings on 166 acres. We have 16 suburban family and health surgery centers and 8 community hospitals. Cleveland Clinic is dedicated to the health and wellness and prevention of disease for our patients, our community, and our staff. A little bit about the background of the YMCA. In its traditional branch-based fitness and wellness services, the Y operates more than 20 licensed child care centers in the greater Cleveland area, making it our largest region's child care provider. It also assists homeless men and women to become self-sufficient and living drug and alcohol free through its Y Haven program. The Clevelanders in Motions program is a facility that operates as a Y without walls. Some of the examples of the programs are the body age screenings, which take place in the rec centers, a program called the We Run the City Youth Marathon program that takes place in the Cleveland Public Schools, and participation in our local advocacy efforts. According to the 7th annual F as in Fat, How Obesity Threatens the Future 2010 report for the Trust on America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Ohio was named the 13th most obese state in the country. These statistics show the need for a program such as Go Fit. Just a little bit about our program. Go Fit was a public health campaign to break down barriers and to improve access to physical activity and healthy eating. The participants received 3-month free access to fitness and nutrition programs. So they received either a free membership to the CURBS or the YMCA. They received free weight management and nutrition programs. They received coupons for healthy foods from our Dave's Markets. And they also received a variety of health and fitness and wellness classes. Some of the program requirements included they had to be a resident of Cuyahoga County. They had to be a non-Cleveland Clinic employee. They had to complete a weekly weigh-in, complete weekly nutrition survey, they had to complete monthly assessments, and they had to complete 3 weekly workouts. The weekly workouts had to take place at either the Y or the CURBS. The nutrition survey included questions on how many fruits and veggies did you eat, how much fiber did you eat. It also included questions on the level of self-esteem of the participants. Our monthly assessments included your weight, height, hip and waist measurements. The program was launched in 2009 on December 18th at via press conference at the Y, and the registration was December 18th, starting that afternoon through January the 1st, and then the memberships were scheduled to start on January the 1st. So this is just one of the stories that ran in the Plain Dealer upon the launch of our program. The story was also reported multiple times by news channels and picked up by the Associated Press. So we had over 25,000 people registered online. Of those 25,000, 9,000 people were from the actual city of Cleveland. The registration process took place in 2 parts. First, the participants would register online, and then they would go to the facility, the Y or the CURBS that they wanted to work out at, and fill out the membership paperwork there. If the participant did not have internet access, they could go to the city of Cleveland, open up the library, so they could go to the libraries, or they could go straight to the facility that they wanted to work out at. Of the 25,000 people that registered online, we had 14,500 to come into the facilities, either a YMCA or CURBS. 9,000 came into the YMCA, and 5,500 came into the CURBS facilities. So of the 14,500 that came into a facility, we had 6,000 that completed the program, around 41.5%. And of the 6,000 that completed the program, we had approximately 3,700 of those worked out at the YMCA, and then we had 2,300 of those that work out at the Y. Of all the participants, we had 71.2% that lost weight, 21.6% that gained weight, and then 7.2% that maintained their weight throughout the program. A little bit about our demographics of our participants. The average age was 43.6 years old. Our target area was the areas that had less access to fitness and wellness programs. And we had our oldest participant to register online was 93 years old, which was kind of cool. And you can see the breakdown of the city, the counties that participated, or the cities that participated, and then our age ranges on the chart there. So, program results. Our total weight loss overall was 27,500 pounds. Total number of gym visits overall was 251,061 pounds. And these, the overall include the people that completed and the people that signed up but did not necessarily complete the program. Total weight loss was 22,307 pounds. Average visits, 21.2. Average weight loss for those that completed the program was 3.6. The YMCA weight loss completed was 4.26, 3.1 for CURVS participants, and the average change in BMI was 0.61. So this is one of our participants, Lisa. Lisa was a healthcare professional, and she actually dealt with health and wellness every day, but she felt that she was living a lie because she was overweight and she was not in shape and she was not considered fit. She says that GoFit gave her a chance to change her life. Before GoFit, she was embarrassed about going to the gym or a fitness facility. But once she started GoFit, she felt that she was welcomed at the YMCA. And Lisa was one of our most successful participants where she lost 15 pounds. This is an example of one of the stories that ran at the completion of our program. So in September of 2010, the Cleveland Clinic did another survey of the participants, and we found that percent of people who said they worked out 7+ times per month before the program was 29%, during the program 86%, after the program was 50%. Percentage of people who said they worked out 0 times per month before the program was 22%, and after the program was 7%. 53% said that they continued their membership or participation in an exercise program after GoFit was over. And a little bit of research says that, I'm not sure what CURVS still has, but YMCA still has like 519 units, which could be close to 600 to 700 participants. 77% said that they agree that after GoFit, they are more likely to make healthy food choices. And 73% said that they agree that after GoFit, their perception of their own body has improved. The YMCA also did a participant survey, and two of the most important questions was, I wanted to join the YMCA but didn't think that I could afford it. 43.2% agreed with this statement. And did you know that the YMCA provides financial assistance for those that cannot afford a membership? 70% said that they responded no, that they did not know. And this was important because the YMCA does not turn away people because of your inability to pay. So this was important for us to know that we needed to get that message out there more in the community. Some of the program challenges. Some of the challenges first is data collection. So we had to collect information from the actual participant, and once we got started, the participants just wanted to work out. So they did not want to be weighed, they didn't want to be measured, they just wanted to come in and work out. They would not return our emails, they would not return our phone calls. I mean, we had to pretty much have guards at the front door saying, you are going to be weighed today. So data collection was really hard, not just from the participant, but because there were so many people, entry of the data entry, making sure everything was entered correctly, and then making sure that data went from the YMCA to the Cleveland Clinic. So data entry was one of our huge challenges. The next challenge was the number of participants. The general belief was that before registration started for this program that we would have a couple thousand people to register. But by the first week in January, we had 15,000 people that had registered online. So that was way more than anybody could have believed that were registered for the program. So our initial point was that we were going to start in January and we were going to be finished 3 months later, but that was not going to happen with 15,000 people in our doors. So we started, we had a group in January, we had a group in February, a group in March, and a group in April, and they went there 3 months until they finished the program. So because of, we had to do this because of building capacity. Our buildings, both the Y and curves, could only handle so many people. Plus, we did this in January. So in January, we already have a lot of people, plus the additional free memberships that we had. Our buildings were full. Our parking lots were full. We had to start additional classes so that participants could come through. We had to borrow parking lots from neighboring businesses, and we had to add additional staff for both organizations, which increased the expenses for both the Y and for CURVS. The next challenge is communication. So because there was so much information that had to be shared, so many people that it had to go through, there were various staff meetings, various leadership meetings, constant emails and alerts to the staff of all of the organizations to make sure that we stayed on the same page, to make sure that we were telling the community the same information and the participants the same information. And thank you.